Part 1. One of the many worst things about being nuts was being so goddamned important. Mark Vonnegut, The Eden Express, A Memoir of Insanity. 1. When Billy Hunter saw spiders in the walls, it was Eileen Westwood that chased them away with broom or duster. Billy saw spiders and beetles and mice sometimes. Sometimes it was different and it wasn't any of those things. Those times, Eileen didn't go rushing in because Billy wasn't right in the head then. Good Lord, that didn't sound Christian. But Billy wasn't right in the head, and that was the best that could be said. Sweetest man she'd ever met when it was just the creepies and the crawlies and the scrabbling in the walls. But when the black moon was on him, when the devil was in him ranting at the black moon. Well, those times she took a knife in her pocket along with her broom or duster and prayed to the good Lord for the poor man. She took the knife not because he was a danger to her, never that. No, she took it because he could be persuasive enough that he got her scared of the things in the walls, too. Those things he saw, she didn't ever want to see. But he wasn't right in the head, and there was no such things as the Hateth or the Krama, the Yik Yak and the Man, the Marlin. No, there were no such things. No, she said. She spoke out loud because she thought it'd do her good to hear the words, but there was doubt in her voice. She knew why. Even though it was nuts, it was because he could be so damn convincing. Some days she chased those things away while he screamed and raved and tried to climb the wall behind her, his heels scrabbling at the walls. He'd clawed that wall so many times that his fingernails were all broken and torn. The blood on the walls he washed down. She was hot on creepies, but not so good with blood. "Poor, poor man," she said, shaking her head. "He didn't deserve what happened to him. Maybe his old man had had it in his blood, the sickness, just like his son. Billy never did talk about his dad, though, nor his mum, for that matter. But it was a shame, all right. Smart boy, hitting the prime of his life. Could happen to anyone, she supposed. Not her. She had her rock, and that was the all of it. But Billy suffered. Grown man or not, he cried those nights, and shrieked, too, sometimes, in a high pitch that dug needles into her spine. The man, the Marlin, though, he came on the worst days, and good Lord, didn't he scare her. Did he? Of course he did, because when he came, she didn't mind admitting that she needed the toilet really badly. Just kind of like night terrors for Billy. It had become a lullaby for her ever since she moved in. But she loved the boy, and it wasn't the Marlin tonight, just the low beasts, the beetles, maybe the mice. She couldn't tell anything from the scream except that it was them. It wasn't him. And that wasn't so bad. Just plain screaming like a kid who just had a nightmare, she could deal with that, easy as. She almost smiled. Eileen checked the old school clock on the wall, 11 p.m. Good time. Get in early, and sometimes she could read a little before bed, after Billy had calmed down a little. She pulled on her wellies and her overcoat in the front porch, because winter was just about kicking. Middle of December, and they still got the occasional sunshine day, but cold enough now. Old bones, but she was always good with the cold. Just a short hop over the fence and she'd be next door, and with any luck she wouldn't be listening to him through the wall all night. She loved Billy like a neighbor should, but she still liked her sleep. Coat on, wellies pulled up smartly over her tights. She kissed the little cross that hung down between low breasts and picked up the broom for some chasing.